Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp. The secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hi, everyone. It's Matt Barrows with a quickie Wednesday 49ers Plus Minus. Never a great thing when you can squeeze out a 10-minute podcast based on injuries alone, but the 49ers have a lot of them. They've got 15 names on their initial report. The Jaguars have, by contrast, one, and only one of those guys, De'Ami Brown, didn't practice. So that kind of shows you the contrast in hells as we go into this game. I do think, though, by the time we get to the end of this, you will agree that it might not be quite as bad as the sheer numbers suggest, and as the news to begin the week with Nick Bosa's injury casting a shadow over it. Let's go position by position. We'll start with the quarterbacks, plural. There were two who were limited today. Brock Purdy with his toe, Mac Jones with his knee. Both were moving it around fairly well. I think we'll see some video of them throwing passes on Wednesday afternoon. What's interesting here is that Brock Purdy is the first guy to go through the drills. And that wasn't the case last week, a week that he was kind of scratched on Sunday and Mac Jones started. Purdy never was the first guy to go through the drills. That's usually reserved for the guy that the 49ers think is starting. And on today, that was Brock Purdy, followed by Mac Jones, followed by Adrian Martinez. Mac Jones, we saw him sort of hobbling at the end of that Cardinals game. He seemed to be okay. Basically, I expect both guys to be in uniform for Sunday. I expect Brock Purdy to regain his starting job against the Jaguars. Moving on to running back, Christian McCaffrey was out today with a vet day resting player. That's the designation. He had been on the report in previous weeks with that calf injury that he had before week one. That's no longer listed. So I think that you know, underscores that it was never really serious. And now it's literally a thing of the past. So I expect McCaffrey to be full go on Thursday, full go on Friday, and to be the nexus of the offense when they play the Jaguars on Sunday. Wide receiver, a lot of names on this list. Ricky Pearsall, sort of a surprise addition. He did not practice on Wednesday with a knee injury. We saw him later in the practice sort of doing side work with McCaffrey. That indicates that it's not a serious issue. And Pearsall even said in the locker room that he expects to both practice and to play on Sunday. He had a sleeve over the knee. It might have happened on that fourth down catch, fourth and two, kind of Willie Mays style catch that he made. He came off the field. The only snaps that he came off the field on in the game were right after that, and then he was back for that final drive. So I think that he's going to be fine. Juwan Jennings also didn't practice, and he hasn't practiced since the Saints week, and he only practiced one day that week. He's got the shoulder and the ankle injuries. Kyle Shanahan did say that Jennings was close to participating last week. He nearly got into practice, and if he had practiced, he probably would have played in the game. That indicates that he's not far away. But again, until he practices, it's probably an indication that he's not going to play on Sundays. Jordan Watkins also did not practice. He's limping around with a calf injury. I think that he's, you know, someone they legitimately could put on injured reserve. They're hesitant to do that because they've already put so many players on injured reserve and they can only bring back eight during the season. So they're being very cautious with that. They've got two open spots right now on the active roster, or rather they'll have two once Nick Bosa goes on IR. So they've got some wiggle room with that. DeMarcus Robinson, he was back on Wednesday. So he's practicing. He looked fine to me. Kyle Shanahan reiterated just how important he was during the offseason, what a big role he had. Worked a lot with Brock Purdy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Purdy worked a lot with Mac Jones. So I would imagine, especially if Juwan Jennings can't play, that DeMarcus Robinson would be in uniform and probably would be utilized quite a bit against the Jaguars. And then, you know, the following Thursday against the Rams, his former team. So I'm sure that he's eager to do that. The O-line, Connor Colby was the only guy on the O-line who didn't practice. Remember, he suffered a groin injury on Thursday last week, and he did not play all that well against the Cardinals, but he gutted it out. And I think that that impressed Kyle Shanahan, and that probably impressed the rest of the offensive linemen as well. This guy seems like a keeper. He seems like this year's Dominic Pooney. You know, if he was able to play last week when the injury was fresh, I imagine that he plays this week as well. I should note that he was limited in the Wednesday practice. So if he's out there practicing, moving around, probably a good indication that he's going to play.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss.
After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Defensive line, no Nick Bosa, of course. He's still on the active roster, so that means that he's still appearing on the practice report. He's likely to go on IR this week, next, whenever they need those roster spots. No practice for C.J. West either. He broke his thumb in the first quarter of the Cardinals game. He had surgery on Tuesday. And Kyle Shanahan said that it's possible that he plays with a cast on that thumb against the Jaguars. If he doesn't, if he's not able to, then that could mean the 49ers' debut of Jordan Jefferson, one of the three Jordans who doesn't play a lot, Jordan Watkins, Jordan James being the other two. Jordan Jefferson is an ex-Jacksonville Jaguar, so I would imagine that he would love to play against his former teammates and probably knows that offense as well as anybody. So that might be a smart maneuver for the 49ers. If C.J. West is dealing with a fresh broken thumb, he's not getting a ton of snaps anyway. Why not allow Jordan Jefferson to go in for this game? No Yetur Gross-Matos either. This has sort of been his routine. He's got that knee injury. He doesn't practice a lot, but he does play around 20 snaps a game. And so the question with him moving forward really is, what's his position? He was a defensive tackle in the first two games. He played defensive end more against the Cardinals because the 49ers were missing Nick Bosa for 3.5 quarters of that game. And so I would imagine that Gross-Matos becomes more of a D-end, which is what he was in Carolina, which is what he was last season. The 49ers, though, have been mostly playing him as a pass-rushing defensive tackle. Kalia Davis landed on the injury report. He was limited with an ankle injury. Mykel Williams, his name was on the report, with that wrist injury he got diving for Kyler Murray's ankles in the first quarter. But he was a full participant, didn't see any sort of wrap or cast on the wrist. So it seems like he's going to be just fine for the game. And then the final two are D'Amador Lenore and Renardo Green. Both were limited on Wednesday. Both were out there. However, they looked okay. Green is dealing with a neck injury. They thought it could have been a concussion. You might remember the play. I think it was in the third quarter. Big hit down the field. Had to come off. Was checked for a concussion. It was a neck injury instead. And so he was limited today. I think he's going to be fine. D'Amador Lenore is out with an illness. There may be a flu bug going around the 49ers locker room, just like there is in the country at large. So that's something to be watchful for. But he was on the field probably with 4 days to go before game day. He'll be fine. Has been one of the best cornerbacks in the league so far, and probably will draw Brian Thomas. Maybe the dual threat Jaguars receiver / cornerback, that ought to be one of the more interesting matchups of the weekend. So that's it. A lot of injuries, but I expect to see a lot of these guys back on Thursday and Friday. Juwan Jennings probably is the biggest question mark as to whether he will or will not go. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.